Penguin Random House Audio presents Arrowwood by Laura McHugh. Read for you by Sarah Scott. Do not stand at my grave and weep. I am not there. I do not sleep. I am a thousand winds that blow. I am the diamond glints on snow. I am the sunlight on ripened grain. I am the gentle autumn rain. When you awaken in the morning's hush, I am the swift uplifting rush of quiet birds in circled flight. I am the soft stars that shine at night. Do not stand at my grave and cry. I am not there. I did not die. Mary Elizabeth Fry, Do Not Stand at My Grave and Weep. Chapter 1. I used to play a game where I imagined that someone had abandoned me in a strange, unknown place, and I had to find my way back home. There were various scenarios, but I was always incapacitated in some way, tied up, mute, missing a limb. I thought that I could do it blind, the same way a lost dog might trek 1,000 miles to return to its owner, relying on some mysterious instinct that drew the heart back to where it belonged. Sometimes, in the towns where I'd lived after Keokuk, in a bedroom or classroom, or while walking alone down a gravel road, I'd pause and orient myself to Arrowwood, the Mississippi River.